From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
I'm Michelle Norris. Today in Myanmar, the ruling military generals finally agreed to allow foreign relief workers into the country. This news comes nearly 3 weeks after Cyclone Nargis left more than 130,000 people dead or missing. In the worst-hit areas, over 2 million people are still struggling to survive, to find food, clean water, and shelter. Chris Webster is part of the emergency response team for the aid organization World Vision, and we reached him in Bangkok. Thanks for being on the program, sir.
No problem.
How are you responding to this news?
Well, we welcome what appears to be an opening up in terms of the government's policy to allowing foreign aid workers in. For us, we need to see the details. We understand foreign aid workers are going to be in, but we want to see that translated into both more access of staff into the country, but more access of supplies and technical staff to support our work.
Ban Ki-moon said today that the military rulers now will allow aid workers as well as civilian ships and small boats. How will that make a difference, particularly in the Irrawaddy Delta, the hardest hit region?
Those are the kind of things that we need to see, and that's going to give us the means to reach some of these stricken communities. Just consider the weather. You know, it's been raining more or less every day since 3 weeks ago. And there's been strong storms, threats of a second cyclone. I mean, the conditions in which aid agencies and the communities themselves are trying to work in are atrocious, and we need that sort of transportation. We have our own warehouses in Dubai and Frankfurt and other places where we have huge supplies that we would like to bring in. But so far, we haven't been able to scale up to any significant degree. And we're really hoping that in the next few days, that's what World Vision and other agencies are going to be seeing.
Because there are so many sort of small tributaries all throughout the Irrawaddy Delta, what kind of boats are you talking about?
Well, I mean, the small wooden boats, really, for getting from one side to the other of between villages. I know there are bigger ships standing by with significant amounts of aid on board, but they're still waiting for the green light in terms of getting that in. We're sorely lacking clarity over the scale of this disaster, the numbers of people affected, exactly what they need. And once we get additional staff into those areas, we'll be able to very quickly assess just what kind of transport and what needs to be put in place in order to make this happen.
Was it possible that with all the downed trees and the debris that you might not even be able to navigate all these small tributaries by boat?
Indeed, that's a reality. There's going to be debris, there's going to be trees and buildings that are making access a huge obstacle for us. My only hope is that, some of these lines of access are opening up.
The more than 2 million people that are still struggling to survive are very vulnerable to starvation, to disease. It's now monsoon season in Myanmar. What's the realistic outlook?
Well, we have two significant challenges. One is getting food and shelter and water and healthcare to help prevent what could be a potentially massive public health crisis. Our assessment teams have been saying that many of the children they're meeting have got diarrhea and dysentery, skin infections. The initial kind of symptoms there's basically a platform for, secondary and more significant health issues like cholera and other waterborne diseases. But the other side to this is the long-term impact. I mean, the Delta is the rice basket for Myanmar, with monsoons and the planting season that's due in a couple of months' time. This is going to have a significant impact on their harvest this year. And the commitment that we need is to be there for a number of years in order to see these communities rebuilt. And the detail we need from these announcements is, are we going to have this unhindered access into these communities for a significant amount of time so that we can be sure that they're going to be rebuilt?
Chris Webster is an aid worker with World Vision. He's working on disaster relief from Bangkok, hoping soon to get into Myanmar. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.